Since October, I wanted to take a look into the stranger things in the world of mystery, so in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Mothman. Our story begins in Point Pleasant, West Virginia in 1966. There were two young couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry, along with their friends Steve and Mary, and one night they were out driving by the old TNT factory. Point Pleasant was home to an old munitions factory that was built to aid in the support during World War II. As time went by, the munitions factory was dubbed the TNT area by locals. It was operational from 1942 to 1945 until it was ultimately closed permanently that year. It was a popular spot for young people to go hang out since it was pretty far away from things and secluded for the most part. The two couples were newlyweds at just 18, so this was a pretty much a typical spot for them to hang out with, someplace they were pretty familiar with already. It was about 11:30 at night when they'd gotten to the TNT area when they noticed something strange was going on. At the old abandoned factory, they noticed in the distance there were these glowing red lights, but the issue was that they looked and the lights seemed to get closer to them. But as these lights got closer, they realized that what they were really staring at were a pair of large red glowing eyes. You could just imagine how terrifying it is that in the middle of nowhere, late at night, all of a sudden this strange and mysterious creature just staring at you. They quickly started their car and drove away, trying to put as much distance as they could between them and whatever it was they were just looking at. But as they drove away, they noticed that the creature had started following them. They would also call it a large flying man with a 10-foot wingspan. And as they drove away and they sped faster and faster, the creature kept up with them. The couple would look back from time to time and said that it didn't even look like the creature was flapping its wings, almost it was just sort of floating as it chased them. When asked about it later, they said it wasn't like anything you'd see in a TV or a monster movie. They would describe the creature moving as incredibly fast, something like 100 miles per hour. But luckily for them, finally once they reached the National Guard Armory, the creature stopped and it turned back around. The couple had no clue how to even process this or even what to do next. I mean, naturally for them, they thought, let's go get help. So they went down to the police station. Deputy Miller Halstead was the one to take their report. Normally, when you hear something like this, you'd be incredibly skeptical to even take any of this legitimately. But Halstead had known the couples for a long time, and so he decided to seriously take into what they're saying and to go investigate what happened that night at the factory. It had to have been such a sense of relief to the couple to at least have one person to listen to what happened to them that night of terror for them. But not long after the couple had talked to Deputy Halstead, other sightings would quickly start to begin to pop up around town. A group of teenage boys had seen around the same area, and they too affirmed its glowing red eyes as soon as they got closer to it, but once they got too close, it had flown away. And it wasn't just at night that the creature would appear either. Soon after its first appearance, it would make its first showing in broad daylight. One resident had spotted the creature on his way back home from Thanksgiving on Route 62. He said he had never seen anything like it before. It absolutely terrified him. He described it as a helicopter, the way it took off vertically, and it would even circle his car as it chased him. Even when he was driving 70 miles per hour, the creature kept up with him no problem. But finally, after a while of driving, the creature flew off by the nearby river. It wouldn't take long before news of this got out of Point Pleasant and soon to go national. Very quickly, the whole country was engrossed with the story of the Mothman. The name Mothman was dubbed by the media, actually, because the way it was described, at least the media's interpretation, was it sounded a lot like Batman. And actually, a lot of those early witnesses, when they would first see the creature, they would tell people, "I just saw Batman." One of the most famous sightings of the Mothman would be by Jacqueline Williamson. One night, she and her daughter were driving to go see their friend the Thompsons. Now, in order to get to her friend the Thompson's house, they had to drive by the old TNT factory. As she approached the area, she slowed down to take a better look at the decaying building. But as Jacqueline got closer, she noticed suddenly there were a pair of glowing red eyes standing on top of one of the structures. Jacqueline was terrified at this sighting, mostly because she had no clue what this thing was, so she hit the gas and tried to make as fast as possible over to her friend's house. Luckily from there, it wasn't that too much far of a drive to the Thompsons. As soon as she got to their house, she pulled her daughter out of the backseat and began to walk up to the front door. But it was then that she noticed something. From behind her car, she saw a large creature rise from out of the ground. She was absolutely petrified and she tried her best to stay still and completely calm as to avoid any actions from the whatever creature she was looking at. But as soon as she stared at it and got a really good look at what she was actually looking at, she freaked out. So when she actually saw what she was staring at, she ran. She went straight for the front door. But in her hysterical moment, she actually ended up dropping her daughter Emily on the ground. Now, her daughter Emily, as soon as she hit the ground, woke up immediately crying in pain. But don't worry, Jacqueline immediately turned around, picked up her daughter, and rushed inside the door. Now, the thing, though, was when she got there, her friends actually weren't there. They had stepped out, but luckily, the Thompson's children were there, so they were able to let her inside. She shut the door behind her, but one of the children peeked out the side of the window to actually take a look at what was going on. From the window, the child could actually see the creature making its way towards the porch, and they immediately called the police. But by the time they had shown up, the creature was nowhere to be found. So at this point, there are a lot of theories of what the whole Mothman incident was. Now, people wanted to make something practical, and their first thought was to attribute it to some type of prankster, someone taking an old Halloween costume, changing it up, and then hanging around the TNT factory just to go and scare people. But the residents weren't buying that, especially with the experiences they were having. And also at the same point too, there were some people popping up saying, it was me, I was the prankster. And so it was just kind of all falling apart. But despite that, people want an explanation for something they can't understand. So in order to help make an explanation, Dr. Robert L. Smith, a wildlife biologist at West Virginia University, had a proposal. So the explanation he came up with, what people might have been seeing, was that it was a sandhill crane. Sandhill cranes can grow up to the average height of a human, and they also have a red coloring around their eyes, which he proposed would explain the red eyes people were seeing. And he was even saying that possibly it was a mutated version of a sandhill crane because of the toxic chemicals from the old TNT factory, so this is why it would have a bizarre appearance. So with the Mothman, there have been a lot of other supernatural things associated with them, one big thing of them being UFOs. It's even been said that the Men in Black have something to do with this. So from 1966 to 1967, there are a lot of sightings of Men in Black around Point Pleasant. They were dressed head to toe. They were dressed head to toe in completely black suits. This is a style of them too, were completely out of character for what even a suit would look like at the time. It was reported that the Men in Black would go around asking people in the town of Point Pleasant their experiences with the Mothman, but as soon as they finished their experience, they would always leave them to never speak of the subject again. One Mothman witness, Linda Scarberry, would go on to reveal her experience that she had with the Men in Black. She would go on to say, the Men in Black wore black suits, black hats, and sunglasses. They drove black cars, Cadillacs, I think. They looked like human beings, but their skin was somewhat transparent. You could see the veins in their hands very clearly. Their fingers were longer than a normal person's fingers as well. Daddy shook hands with them, and they said they were awkward in shaking hands. They seemed to not know what to do or how to shake hands. She would go on to say, one of the cars would follow us around. There were three men in the car. The Men in Black went so far as to follow us through the drive-thru of a restaurant. We were afraid to turn around and just look at the mirror at them. A couple came to Point Pleasant to come interview some of the witnesses and take pictures, and they had also tried to take a picture of the mysterious Men in Black while they were there. They even got down the license plates of the Volkswagen, but when they asked the police to run them, they said that no plate existed. This only added to the mystery of what was going on in Point Pleasant. at 8:15 a.m. on February 22nd, 1967, another witness, Connie Carpenter, was walking to school when a man pulled up beside her on the road. He was driving a 1949 black Buick and looked like a very clean-cut, regular guy. When Connie got closer to the man, he ordered her to get in the car and grabbed her by the arm, trying to pull her in. And she struggled, but luckily she was able to grab away, but she tore the sleeve of her blouse in the process. As soon as she got away, she just ran back home and locked herself inside. The next morning, she found a threatening note that was slipped under her door, and it read, "Be careful, girl. I can get you yet." With all these strange events happening in town, nothing could prepare Point Pleasant for the tragedy that was looming ahead. The Silver Bridge was built in 1928 and would take you from Point Pleasant across river to Ohio. On December 15th, at 5:05 p.m., just 13 months of the first Mothman sighting, something tragic would take place on that bridge. The bridge was used several times a day by daily commuters, and especially during this time, would be jam-packed with people coming across the city to go and do holiday shopping. As the bridge was packed full capacity with cars, the structure suddenly began to violently shake. You could hear the screeching, groaning of the metal of the bridge as it began to crumble and fall apart. The bridge had collapsed and folded in on itself, and a total of 46 people had lost their lives that day. It was known as one of the worst bridge accidents at that time in American history. But there had been a lot of strange things happening up to the point of the bridge collapse. People began to have what they would describe as visions of impending doom leading up to the disaster. A news reporter who read a lot about those early Mothman sightings would even claim to have one of these visions herself. She would speak to her friend John Keel a lot about what was going on, and he would even end up writing the famous book The Mothman Prophecies about her visions. It was November 19th, 1967, and she would go on and tell John this. "I had a terrible nightmare. There are a lot of people drowning in the river, and Christmas packages are floating everywhere in the water. It's like something awful is going to happen." But it wasn't just her. A lot of other residents in Point Pleasant would go on to describe having very similar visions like this. One resident, Virginia Thomas, said she had a vision of people drowning in the Ohio River. An inspection would be done to determine why the bridge would collapse out of nowhere. After the investigation, it was concluded that a 0.1 inch deep defect on the 13th steel pinnae bar on the bridge was improperly manufactured. It was also pointed out that the bridge was at that point over 40 years old, and over that time it had not been maintained well at all, and also the capacity of it was being over maxed all the time. It was never meant to handle this amount of traffic. Ultimately, it said that all these factors together played into the reason why the bridge had collapsed. Right before the bridge collapsed, a lot of residents had reported seeing the Mothman right around the area before the collapse. This is where the connection began to take shape that maybe the Mothman was tied to this somehow. It was starting to be believed that his appearance would mean something bad was going to happen soon. From then on, at that point, sightings of him became known as an omen of doom. But the Mothman just wouldn't stay in Point Pleasant. Soon after all these events, people all around the world would describe seeing the creature, saying, "I saw the Mothman." But once a tragic event took place, it would be a long time before anyone would see him again. But from then on, the Mothman would always be cemented in the lives of the people of Point Pleasant. And that's the story of the Mothman. Even to this day, people still continue to say they see the creature in Point Pleasant. And like they've been saying, people see it around the world if they do. Even now, in recent years, they even have a thing called the Mothman Festival, where really Point Pleasant takes a sense of celebration with the heritage of this creature. There's food, there's rides, fun, I guess. Not the bridge collapse, but everything else is fun, I guess. But I hope you guys liked this video. Stick around, more stuff to come really soon. And thanks for watching.